Good evening. Let us pray. Father, where we're at tonight is a place no one wants to be. For tonight we stand in remembrance, Father, of something that was horrid, wretched, painful to watch, painful to think about, painful to dwell on. And yet because of tonight, we find ourselves drawn. We find ourselves prepared. We find ourselves understanding what happened to pay for us. Father, as we enter into this service tonight, let us be reminded that we are setting ourselves in motion for the next 3 days for a glorious outcome. I ask that our hearts and our minds be quieted, that we relive that moment some 2,000 years ago in which our Savior gave Himself for us. Let us all be drawn together, Father. All of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight will not be a quiet night in Jerusalem. Tonight will be a night of pain. Tonight will be a night of destruction. Tonight will be a night of fear. And for those of you that are joining with us on the other side of the camera for the first Good Friday service, I will tell you that tonight there will be no humor. That tonight we will remind ourselves that Jesus died, as our sermon title says, because of us. Our scripture lesson starts today in the 22nd chapter of Luke. Now the festival of unleavened bread called the Passover was approaching. And the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. And Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. He consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present. Tonight, I'd like to introduce you to myself, for my name is Sin. And I am the destructive force that surrounds us. I am many things, but I am surrounded and brought forth only by one name, sin. And tonight, you'll meet my brothers and sisters of sin. Tonight, you'll understand that why the ultimate price had to be paid, because all of us live in sin. Judas was put forth by his greed, by his desire, by his want. Not realizing what he was about to put in motion, he decided that the thing that had to happen most was to stop Jesus from becoming Jesus. And so he conspired with the leaders, with the Sanhedrin, with the Pharisees, with the Sadducees, and he went to them and he said, "I am the inner circle. What can I do?" And sin became magnified for 30 pieces of silver. And so something was set forth yesterday morning that we now remember tonight. And Jesus knew it. Again, we're still in Luke. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. And after taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink of it again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom comes." And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of the man who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as decreed, but woe to the man who betrays him." He knew that tonight, because of us, he was going to suffer so greatly that there would be no way that anyone could be saved unless he did. And yet, here sat 12 men. One with Satan in his heart, 11 others not even realizing what was going on. What's going on? I don't understand this. They hadn't seen the teachings be fulfilled yet. But tonight, they would understand it. They would understand that sin is alive because of us.
Hello, my name is Selfish. I take anything I want. I see the world as mine, and I want when I want, regardless of the cost. I live for me, and to me, the world around me needs to give me what I want. I have lived this way and will continue to live this way, as I think it is okay. My name is Selfish, but Jesus loves me, and because of us, he died today.
We read now. We begin to see everything play forward. We start to understand the sins that we are. Selfish. We want what we want. And we don't think about that moment. And yet tonight, because of us and our sin, Jesus did. Our loss sometimes becomes denial. When we're told that something's going to happen, it follows through and becomes denial. In the 14th chapter of Mark, even at this moment, even sitting there, even loving his children, even with his 11, even in this moment, he turns to Peter and says, "You will fall away, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "Truly I tell you," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. We stand watching this from a periphery. We stand in this moment tonight experiencing what took place. We stand looking as if through a viewfinder into a world that is happening. Into men who walked with him, saw the miracles, did the miracles themselves, touched, healed, saw it. And have vowed that they would never walk away from him. And yet tonight, because of them, because of us, our sin becomes magnified Our sin becomes real, and our sin becomes paid for. And even in these moments, because of us, Jesus walked forward. We read in John's 17th chapter that he went forward to pray. He said, "Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those who you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you've sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." In those moments, we feel the pain that Jesus is. He's talking to his Father. Other scriptures, other parts of the scriptures will say, "Father, if it be this, be thy will, take this cup from me," because he knows what's coming. And we sit and we live and we breathe as Christians. And we smile about the goodness of it. We smile about Christmas morning, our Savior was born. We smile about Easter morning, the sun rose, the tomb was empty, and Jesus Christ rose. He rose from the dead, and we smile about it. And yet we need to be reminded, because of us, this night of horror has to take place. And yet even in those moments, because of us, Jesus prays. He continues on. "My prayer is not for them alone," meaning he was praying for his disciples. "I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world will believe you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I and them, and you and me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you've sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." In these moments, we sinners, because of us, Jesus prays for our salvation, our safety, and our lifting.
Hello, my name is Pride. There's really nothing really wrong with me. I'm pretty much have everything in control. And there is nothing that I'm involved in that will not turn out just perfect. Everyone loves me and wants me around them all the time. And those that don't aren't really worth my time. I have everything in place, and though my opinion seems high to myself, it is justified. My name is Pride, but Jesus loves me, and because of us, Jesus died today.
Hello, my name is Reed. Quite simply, I want it all. If I see someone with something more than me, I cannot sleep until I have what they have and more. It matters not to me if it is too costly to me, my friends, or my family. I want it. I need the latest, greatest, and best all the time. And when it comes to money, it is my friend, and I love having it in my pocket and hate it when I have to share it. My name is Greed, but Jesus loved me, and because of us, Jesus died today.
We continue our journey on. We continue those moments as we walk together with Jesus Christ, watching, hearing, seeing, knowing that the time has come. And while he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. And with him was a large crowd, armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him. Going once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi." And he kissed him. Jesus replied, "Do what you came for, friend." Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. And with that, one of Jesus' companions reached for his sword, drew it, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. "Put your sword back in your place," Jesus said to him, "for all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way?" In that hour, Jesus said to the crowd, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I sat in the temple courts teaching, you did not arrest me. But all this has taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. They came to our precious Savior as if he was the most wanted man in the world and dangerous beyond measure. They came with clubs. They came with knives. They came with swords. They came with fists. They came to capture the Prince of Peace of Love on this night. Why? Because of us. Because of us. Because he knew he must allow himself to suffer. He knew he must allow himself to be hurt. He knew in these moments that what would happen had to happen because of us, because of our sin, because of our greed, our selfishness, our pride, because of us.
Hello, my name is Jealousy. I cannot stand anyone who has more than me. If anyone anywhere is getting something I don't, I despise you for it. I may not show you my loathing of you to your face, but I will not like you because you got something I didn't. I think no one out there should be in front of me in line at the checkout. I trust no one because everyone is trying to take everything from me. My name is Jealousy. But Jesus loves me, and today, because of us, Jesus died.
We live in a system, in a world, where we are judged by trial. We ask to be judged fairly. And yet on this night, our Savior was dragged forth in a mock trial, where he was repeatedly asked, "Are you who you say you are?" And when he answered yes, they called him a liar. They mocked him. They hurt him. The Bible records these words in Mark chapter 14. "Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, 'Are you not going to answer?'" This was taking place when they finally had asked him enough that Jesus had simply said, "I am the Christ." What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you? But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. And again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" I am, said Jesus. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes. Why do we need any more witness? He asks. You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? And they condemned him as worthy of death. And then, some began to spit on him. They blindfolded him and struck him with their fists and beat him and called to him, prophesy. And the guards took him and beat him and spit on him. Our precious Savior was spit on tonight because of us. When I think about that moment, when I think about the fact that me, sin, jealousy, pride, greed, when I think about me, selfishness, that someone stood there and took that, I begin to understand why today is called Good Friday. Jesus knew without it that we would all suffer. Jesus knew that without it, we were all lost. And what would happen next would be inevitable. Now, it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. And at that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Barabbas. So when the crowd gathered, Pilate asked them, which one do you want me to release to you? Jesus, Barabbas, or Jesus who is called the Messiah? For he knew it was out of self-interest that they had handed Jesus over to him. He knew that the teachers of the law had done this on purpose. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message. Don't have anything to do with this innocent man. I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. Which of these two do you want me to release to you? Asked the governor. Barabbas, they answered. What shall I do then with Jesus who is called the Messiah? Pilate asked. And they all answered, crucify him. Why? What crime has he committed? They all shouted louder, crucify him. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water, washed his hands in front of the crowd. I am innocent of this man's blood, he said. It is your responsibility. And all the people answered, his blood is on us and on our children. Then he released Barabbas to them, but had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led him away to a place into the palace that is called the Praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. He put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and drove it onto his head. They began to call out to him, Hail, King of Jews! Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and they spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe, put his own clothes back on him, and led him out to be crucified. I need you to understand what happened. When they flogged him, they didn't just beat him across the back. They used tails with hooks on it. And they made a game of it. And they bent him over the whipping post and chained him. And they would take the cat of nine tails, rear back and swing to where it would not just hit him, but come around and hook. And they would pull. And they did it again and again and again. A doctor was quoted during a great resurgence of the understanding of the Passion of the Christ that said it would be bad enough to have that done to a normal man three or four times, but Jesus received it for an hour, for 2 hours. They beat and beat and beat on him. And by now his body is so raw and so one solid nerve that putting a robe on him should have killed him on the spot. And yet because of us, he didn't die yet. Because of us, because of our sin, our precious Savior suffered tonight. Finally, Pilate handed him over to be crucified in John chapter 19. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus, carrying his own cross. He went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. And there they crucified him with two others, one on each side with Jesus in the middle. Pilate had prepared a notice and fastened it to the cross, and it read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. And the chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of Jews, but that this man claimed to be King of Jews." Pilate answered, "I have written what I have written." As you listen to that sound, as you hear that, understand what was happening. Through the wrists, through the feet, the crudest of crude nails were found and beaten through him. They would stand the cross up, not with any kind of ease, not with any kind of comfort and joy. They would hook it to ropes. They would have a hole in the ground, and they would yank it till it set itself in the ground. And our Savior, now being pierced through the wrist, through the hands, through the feet, gets yanked down as the cross sets in. Because of us. Because of our jealousy. Because of our greed. Because of our selfishness. Because of our pride. Because of us. Because of His love. Jesus Christ is now crucified.
Hello, my name is Anger. People can never, ever do good enough to suit me. And as a result, it makes me angry. Nothing ever works the way I want it to, and that makes me angry. When things are right, I work to find the wrong in them because I like being angry. I'm often mean to people, and really, I don't care. I walk around all day with an attitude that tells people to stay away. And if that doesn't work, I get angry. I get angry at everything all the time. My name is Anger, but Jesus loves me. And today, because of us, Jesus died for me.
from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." And immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge, and he filled it with wine vinegar, and he put it on a stick and offered it to Jesus. Then the rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The tombs broke open and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs, and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. And when the centurion and those who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Now Jesus has died because of us.
Hello, my name is Lost. I am never sure where I am, so oftentimes I just go along with the crowd. Even if the crowd is not doing something I believe in, I fear being so alone and outcast that I just go along. I am not sure where to believe, what to believe. So I believe anything and everything, regardless of far-fetched it might be. Being lost, I am not sure what to believe, but it doesn't matter, because there is really no hope, and certainly nothing out there is to really believe in. My name is Lost, but Jesus loves me, and because of us, Jesus died today.
tonight, as far as everyone was concerned 2,000 years ago, all hope was lost because of us. It was preparation day. That is the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died. And when he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled the stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. I now invite you to come forward with your candles. And light them.
It's Friday. Jesus is praying. Peter is asleep. Judas is betrayed. But Sunday is coming. It's Friday. Pilate's struggling. The council is conspiring. The crowd is vilified. They don't even know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running like sheep without a shepherd. Mary is crying. Peter is denied. But they don't know that Sunday's are coming. It's Friday. The Romans beat my Jesus. They robe him in scars. They crown him with thorns. But they don't know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. See Jesus walking to Calvary. His blood dripping. His body stumbling. And his spirit's burning. But you see, it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The world's winning. People are sinning. And evil's grinning. It's Friday. The soldiers nailed my Savior's hands to the cross. They nailed my Savior's feet to the cross. And then they raised him up next to criminals. It's right. But let me tell you something. Sunday's coming. It's right. The disciples are questioning what has happened to their king. And the Pharisees are celebrating that their scheming has been achieved. But they don't know. It's only right. Sunday's coming. It's right. He's hanging on the cross, feeling forsaken by his Father, left alone and dying. Can nobody save him? Oh, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday, the earth trembles, the sky grows dark, my King yields his spirit. It's Friday. Hope is lost. Death has won. Sin has come. And Satan's just a laugh. It's Friday. Jesus is dead. A soldier stands guard. And a rock is rolled into place. But it's Friday. It is only Friday. Sunday is a coming.
around. Because of us, a single light that burns within each and every one of us is Jesus Christ. And because of us, tonight, hope was lost. You may be seated. My name is Sin. I live in the world of jealousy, anger, greed, lust, pride, selfishness. My name is Sin. I have no right to be saved. I have no right for anything. And although tonight hope was lost, because of us, Jesus Christ gave His life tonight that we may live in eternity. May we be blessed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You now, asking us to be reminded that You would stay within us, Father. That while right now, around the world, those who were touched by Him, those who knew Him, those who He walked with, felt that hope was lost because of us, tonight Jesus Christ died. Let us dwell within that. Let us prepare for what is yet to come. Something so glorious that it will only be from You. Because of us, Father, You sent Your Son to die on that cross. Because of us, Father, You loved us enough to give the most precious gift. Because of us, Father, tonight, the curtain was torn, the temple was opened, the rock shook, our Savior died. And because of us, the gates of hell will no longer hold us. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Tonight,